Aircheckdownloads.com.
That's Beacon News at 6 minutes past nine.
Beacon Radio, better music.
Ooh. Okay. All right, that'll do. Little Stevie Wonder and Superstition. At 9:10, I welcome you aboard Gordon's World on this Monday the 15th of September, and it's not many days you can say that. Welcome to the show. Thanks to Stephen Rhodes for doing what he did between 6 and 9. He'll be back tomorrow morning to do it all over again, all over you, between 6 and 9. Beacon, Stephen Rhodes Breakfast Show. Stay tuned. Ow, that hurt. The bell wasn't there at the time. We welcome you, and we say to you that the line is now open for those scrolls. If you know anybody deserving of a Beacon celebration scroll, then you give me a ring now on Wolverhampton 754123. And my persistent Sandy will answer that phone. Wolverhampton 754123. Let's have your nominations now. A little later on in the show, live on air, we'll be dropping in on somebody. At least Tony Paul will, with the Beacon Hippie Convoy. So you let us have those calls. That number again is Wolverhampton 754123. 1, 2, 3. In part one of Gordon's World, we welcome back John Starkey with a brand new feature, Star Time. You can take part. We'll look at your love, your life, and your loot prospects. It's all part of Gordon's World at Better Music Beacon. Wish I was out there with you. Bet you wish I was out there as well, don't you? Yeah, okay, get the picture. From this morning's paper this morning. Michael Jackson in an oxygen tent. Wonder where the off switch is. That's Urbane Stewart, and you don't have to take your clothes off to have a good time. Obviously doesn't know my doctor. Talking of doctors, have you managed to catch the pictures of Michael Jackson in an oxygen tent? There's nothing wrong with it. Well, there is something wrong with him, because he wants to go in the oxygen tent. He reckons it's going to make him live to be 150 years old. Can you imagine that? I mean, we won't be around, but scientists will be saying, look what they have discovered in this oxygen tent. It's the world's first 150-year-old virgin. Good morning!
Motown want your business, but first let us tell you about our business.
It's 9:17, Gordon's World of Beacon, we welcome you aboard. This is the new one from UB40. While this is playing, perhaps you'd like to ring us on 754-123, the scroll line, and suggest somebody to be delivered of a celebration scroll. Beacon Radio celebrating 10 years in the business this year. We'd like you to join in. 754-123, a Wolverhampton number. UB40. Are they allowed to call themselves that now they've got a job? Huh? I don't know. Seems a bit patronising to me. Just to... There's a band making a fortune, trying to identify with people who don't stand a chance of ever having a fortune. Just a little thought for you, ladies and gentlemen. And those trying to be. It's 21 minutes to the right-hand side of 9 o'clock, and this is Gordon's World, telling it like it is. You can say things like that on the radio. It doesn't have to mean anything. Hey? What's the one Pete uses? What you see is what you get. That's good, isn't it? What does that mean? I mean, I see a lot when I'm out in the clubs. Never get it.
If you're a VDU data entry operator...
We've got some travel news for you at the time at 9:22. We hear the M6 is still busy, so that's your Beacon travel news with the time at 9:23. Good morning. Stand by for the return of Star Time with Starkey. John Starkey, looking at your individual star signs. It's all part of Gordon's World on Beacon Radio. Stand by, cue cutting crew. The cutting crew. And I died in your arms tonight. You just joined us, good morning. If you've not yet joined us, we'd like to have you here, please. Believe me, believe you me, you have been here. You notice a lot of the words this morning aren't in the correct order, but I'm not allowed to edit my sentences because of union rules here at Better Music Beacon. An engineer has to edit all my sentences, and we have a bit of a dispute on at the moment over payments. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome back. This is John Starkey. We'd like to hear from a Virgo this morning, wouldn't we?
That would be delicious.
Delightful and lovely. On Wolverhampton 754123, it's the Star Line. Take part in Star Time with John Starkey. We want to hear from a Virgo born between...
Born between the 24th of August and the 23rd of September.
Disgusting name, isn't it? The Floaters. That's the name of the band. Big hit in 1976-77. And Float On. And you heard it on Gordon's World at Beacon. The return of Starkey and Startime coming up, so you stand by. Particularly our Virgo from Netherton, Jane.
Beacon Radio.
Over the next few weeks, you'll get the chance to call house on the great postcode prize competition.
To see you nice!
You're listening to Gordon's World. The music means it's time for Star Time with Starkey at 25 minutes to 10. We have our Virgo. We're next looking for an Aquarius. So ring us on 754123. Now to your individual star signs from John. We start with Libra.
Thanks very much, Gordon. And Libra, it's a very good day for you today. That's your first four on Beacon.
Right, well, we have a Virgo on the line from Netherton. We have Jane. Good morning.
Morning.
Welcome to the show. Now, just pay attention there, OK?
Yes.
Right, pick a letter, A, B or C.
B.
B? Mm-hmm. Are you sure about that?
Yes.
Should she have picked B?
B sounds
B
good.
B sounds good. Let me open up the envelope. Now, in the envelope is a question. There are three questions every morning. Love, life or loot? This is a love question, I see. Which is a smart way of saying sex. Are you married?
Yes.
You are married, right. I'll ask you the question. This is sort of, this takes off where scruples left off. Are you with me? You know what I'm trying to say. Okay. Now, you're going through the laundry basket.
Yeah.
It's always a dangerous thing to do. All right?
Yeah.
And you come across one of your husband's hankies.
Mm-hmm.
Nice clean one.
Yes.
But it's not.
Laundry?
Sorry? Well, that's the point. It's got lipstick on it.
Oh.
All right. Now, there are many reasons a man's handkerchief could have lipstick on.
A lot.
All right? And you think that, don't you?
Yes, of course.
Right. Do you mention it to him later, or you just bung it in the wash?
I'd mention it.
You'd mention it?
Oh, yes.
What would you say?
I'd just say, found some lipstick on your hanky.
Yeah?
Why?
It could be yours, remember? You could have forgotten.
Well, or if it was mine, Gordon, I'd know, wouldn't I?
Well, I don't know. So you would definitely mention it. John, she is a typical Virgo. Is she or isn't she?
She's a very typical Virgo. They'd slip it right out and really would come out with it in the open.
Straight away, no beating around the bush.
No messing, straight between the eyes, and if he'd done it, he's in trouble.
But does this get Virgos into trouble?
Usually, yes, because they're a bit scared of getting hurt.
Is that so? Is that so, Jane? All right, well done. No prizes, you just find... Well, there is a prize. You find out that little bit more about yourself. Thanks for taking part. Bye.
Bye.
So that's Jane from Netherton. So, Mr. Jane's listening. Hey, send those hankies out to be laundered. It's 22 minutes to 10.
Aircheckdownloads.com.